Isaiah 63 and the verse 7, I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. I want to consider with you the Lord's mentioners. The Lord's mentioners. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. Here's a preacher, Isaiah, and he knows how to preach, and he knows what to preach as well. And that's a blessed thing. If a preacher can master these two areas, who can fulfill his task to mention God, and who knows what the vital theme ought to be, the loving kindnesses of the Lord. And so here the prophet is referring to his task and his theme. That's what he mentions, the loving kindnesses and the praises of the Lord. But I do not want you to suppose that this is not a duty upon all God's people. All the saints should be mentioners of the Lord. Every child of God should be able to express something like this as he goes about life. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. Yes, the minister should do it. Very definitely the watchman ought to be able to do it. Remember how the Bible says, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. And so it's particularly the job of the watchmen, those who mention the Lord, that they're never to keep silent. But it's not just the duty of the watchmen, of ministers. It's also the duty of the Sabbath school teacher. It's also the duty of those who have the gift of door-to-door evangelism. It's also the duty of the Christian parent to mention the Lord. It's also the duty of the dropper in with a neighbor for a cup of tea, or the saint who finds himself or herself among acquaintances, or to the letter writer, to friends and family, or the blogger on social media or whatever. All God's people should be using every opportunity to mention the Lord. Ye that make mention of the Lord. That's God's people. And so I want to consider the mentioners of the Lord tonight. First of all, as to their task and duty. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. It's to mention. Now, today our English word mention doesn't have much force or strength in it as we understand it now. Today, if we say, I'll mention it, it implies I'll bring it into the conversation. I'll refer to it. I'll bring it to the attention. But it nearly seems as if it's not the main thing. As if it's not the first thing really to be brought to the fore. You may be going to someone to talk about many things. And as you go, someone says, ask about this or ask about that. And maybe you say, well, okay, I'll mention it. That might seem the impression in our modern use of mention. Not so important. Not the end of the world if I leave it out. If I didn't mention it at all on this occasion. Well, this Hebrew word is not having that smallness of meaning. It has a stronger meaning than that. It is to very definitely tell, to very definitely and assuredly recount, to make sure that the matter is called to remembrance. That's the sense of the Hebrew word I will mention. It is to record it in such a way that the point mentioned will not be forgotten, that it will come forth with power and with pointedness and with authority, that it'll not be lost. I like the translation, I will record the loving kindnesses of the Lord. That's what it means. I'll record it. The sense is to mention it in such a way as that it shall never be forgotten by them that hear it. The verb can be used of speaking. It mainly is used of speaking, but it can also be used of writing. I will mention, I will record, I'll write it down. I won't forget it, and I won't let others forget the matter either. I'll mention it, I'll record it. There is the word spoken, but there is also the word written. And we record things by writing. Isaiah spoke it, but he also wrote it. And we have it tonight. He's recorded. I will record. And he did. It's written down. And that's why we have it before us. He preached it, but he also wrote it down. And there's nothing wrong with God's people being writers. Write it down. Record it. God's people should record things. We'll come on to the subject matter in a moment, but it refers to all this goodness, this great goodness of God, the experiences of the Lord's blessings, what he's done for me, what he's done in my life. It should be recorded. You ought to remember the kindnesses of the Lord to you personally. And sometimes, because we forget so much, we have to write it down. We have to make memorials. And the prophet is here saying, I will make memorials so that it will never be forgotten. And this word mention, it is actually used of the recorders in the government and in the house of David. We read it in many places. We read, for example, in Isaiah 36, verse 22, Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was over the whole household, and Shebna, the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder, that is the mentioner. He was the one who wrote down the records. They came to Hezekiah. The recorder's there. Why is the recorder there? So that he witnesses the history, so that he witnesses the events, and so he can write it down in the annals of Israel. And that's why we've got a lot of things in the Bible, because these recorders wrote it down, and the prophets could go and check the history. They mentioned it, they wrote it down, they recorded it, so that it would never be forgotten. And we write things down for our remembrance, so we don't forget. That's why we have diaries, and we write the things down. Diaries of the future, appointments, but also diaries of past events and things, so that we don't forget the Lord's praises, the Lord's goodness. And you might write it down not only for your own benefit, but you might write it down also for the benefit of posterity, for others to know of the Lord's goodness as a kind of testimony of the Lord's great goodness. David did this, didn't he? Isn't that what the Psalms really are all about? Mentioning the loving kindnesses of the Lord. He wrote it down. The Lord's deliverances. Practically every psalm is a record of the Lord's great goodness. Because that's what the Psalms are. The record of the Lord's goodness in the life of a man of God. And he mentioned it, he recorded it, he wrote it down. Like Psalm 18. A psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake these words in a song unto the Lord in the day that the Lord delivered him. He wrote it down. I wrote it down for the Lord. Psalm 18, I love thee, O Lord. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is to be worthy to be praised. And then he tells us of his experience. The sorrows of death compassed me. The floods of ungodly men, they made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. I cried unto my God. He heard me out of his temple, and my cries came into his ears, and he sent from above, and he delivered me. He wrote it down. He recorded it. I will make mention of the Lord. That's what David's doing in Psalm 18, and all the other psalms are the same. They wrote it down. And it would be a good and useful thing for the people of God on occasions to take up the pen and just to note the things in providence, just to note the answers to prayer, or perhaps the scriptures that made an impression upon your soul, just to write them down, to record them, to mention them. Are there some blessing that you received or some other benefit in your life and you know the Lord was the author and source of it? So it can be used of writing down. I'll write down, I'll record. But mainly, this word refers to the spoken word, causing to remember. I will cause to be remembered the loving kindnesses of the Lord. And that's by speaking, just speaking it, just mentioning it. And God's people testify to his goodness. We ought to be mentioners of the Lord. What does the Bible say? Just to say the same thing in other words, other texts of Scripture. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Let it be the conversational point. Remember how the psalmist said in Psalm 66, verse 16, he invited everybody who feared God, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Psalm 34, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble will hear. I'll tell them about it. They'll be glad. Come, ye children. Come, ye children. That's what you say to your children in the Sabbath school. Or to your children at home. Come, come, ye children. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Remember Psalm 71. A good psalm. When you're old. When you're very old and gray-headed. And the old man prays as the psalmist there prays. Oh God, don't leave me now. Don't forsake me when I'm old and gray-headed, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. He wanted to show things. He still had plenty to talk about. He still had plenty to say about the Lord. Even though he was old and gray-headed, he hadn't run out of material. He was a preacher who never run out of material. There was so much to say about the Lord. Lord, don't leave me. I've plenty more to say about you. And that's the way it should be for God's people, the mentioners of the Lord. Remember how John said, that which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you. We are the Lord's mentioners, so that you may have fellowship with us, with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And so I have to stress that this mentioning, this recording, is to do it in such a way as to engraft on the mind of the hearer. It is to do it in such a way as it latches into the mind and heart, and it's not forgotten. That's the kind of talker you want to be. Whenever you talk, people don't forget it. Whenever the thing you say is said in such a way, it never leaves them, stays with them. That's the kind of speaker God wants us to be. To be mentioners, to be recorders, so that it gets written in the mind and in the heart. Every preacher wants to be a preacher who will so speak as that it shall never be forgotten. And you want to be a kind of a Christian witness like that as well. So when you speak to sinners and you talk about the Lord, you say it in such a way as it leaves an impression, leaves a mark, and it's never forgotten. Well, how does one speak about the Lord and mention these things so as to make a mark, so as to leave an impression? Because that's what the prophet is saying here. I'll mention. Well, how do you be the Lord's mentioners to that end? Well, first of all, you have to mention these things heartily. They have to be from the heart. It has to be sincere. It has to be real and true. Not just talk. Not just words, not just a multiplication of words. Now, people know the difference. They know if it's from the heart or not. And if it's from the heart, it makes a mark and it leaves an impression. By heartily, I don't mean just sincerely, but I also mean thoughtfully. You have to consider what you say. You have to be, because it's from the heart, doesn't mean that it's not thoughtful or not having some preparation. In fact, the more hearty it is, the more preparation it'll have. It'll be going on in your mind. You'll be turning over and over in your mind what way you're going to say it. It's coming out of the heart, you see. You're not just the flying thoughts fly in and you just speak that off your mouth. No, the things that really concern us are going on in our heart, and they churn and they come out. That's the kind of talker you want to be. That's the kind of mentioner the Lord wants. What did the psalmist say? My heart was hot. It was hot within me. While I was musing, while I was meditating, the fire burned. Then I spake with my tongue. And we have it written down here. And it's on our hearts. This Psalm 39. It's made an impression in so many lives. Why? Because it came out of this burning hot heart. He was the Lord's mentioners with a burning heart. That's why the Savior infected hearts with this fire. Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? You know why their hearts burned within them? Because the Lord's heart was burning. That's why. Fire spreads fire. You don't get a fire from a cold heart. You don't get a fire in somebody else's soul just by talk.
No, there has to be fire in the mentioner before there'll be fire in the hearer. What did Jeremiah say? I will not make mention of him. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to be the Lord's mentioner anymore. I'm going to give it up. I'm going to stop it. I'm not going to speak anymore in his name. But that didn't last long. But he says, his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I just was weary with forbearing. That's the kind of mentioner God wants, one with a burning heart. And then you have to mention these things humbly and meekly. People know pride. They recognize pride. And they don't listen to the pride. And so these things have to be spoken humbly and meekly, as Jesus spoke them. I'm meek and lowly in heart. And he was soft and gentle. And then you have to mention these things lovingly and gently for edification. Not just to get a dig, not just to hurt, but to edify, to encourage, to lead the souls on with God, to get them out of their sins, to get them out of their state, to get them out of their rebellion, to mention the Lord to that end. And then you have to mention the Lord God glorifyingly. Not to glorify yourself. You know, the kind of preachers that are always telling what they had done and what happened to them this week and what they saw and what they said and what they did. You know, the prophet doesn't say anything here about himself. Just the Lord's goodness, the Lord's mercies, the Lord's praises, the Lord's blessings. Talk about the Lord, not yourself. Talk about God in a God-glorifying way. And then you have to talk powerfully. And where does that come from? From the Holy Spirit. It's called unction. That's what the theologians call it, unction. They can't define it. They can't describe it. They can't really explain it. They can't put it in words. But when the Holy Spirit comes, they know what it is. Unction, power. The Lord's mentioners need power. Power of the Holy Spirit. And then you have to mention these things prayerfully. The Lord's mentioners need to be people of prayer. Pray for the word and pray for the hearer. Pray for the Lord's power. You don't get this power but by prayer. And then to really make an impression, so that people don't forget, especially with sinners, you have to mention these things repeatedly. Repeatedly. Have to say it again. If you study the life of the Lord Jesus, you find that he just repeated himself. He told the same parables in different places. He used the same phrases and expressions as he went about. He used the same sermons in different places repeatedly. Wasn't because he was thoughtless or heartless or lazy. No, it was because these things needed to be repeated. They were great truths. They were grand truths. They had to be said again and again and again because sinners forget. And we remember things through repetition. And that's why preachers repeat to hammer it home. Preacher's not trying to fill your mind with thousands of independent and different wee thoughts. He's basically trying to get one thing into your mind. Whatever the main theme is of that sermon. Just to get it into your mind. The main theme of this sermon is tonight is to make you a mentioner of God. Get it into your mind and into your heart. And there's a lot of repetition. We go over the same thing, the different words. But to be the Lord's mentioners, to make an impression, it has to be biblical. And everything you mention has to be biblically true and biblically sound. And every experience that you refer to has to be a biblical experience. and nothing contrary to Scripture. And so that's the task itself, to be the recorders, the mentioners of the Lord. But then secondly, as to the subject matter, are the themes that should be focused on by the Lord's mentioners. What does he focus on? Well, I'll mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness of the Lord toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them, according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. Now, clearly, as I said, this mentioner, he focuses on the Lord. Do you see how many times the Lord's name appears? Always count the number of the Lord's names in a text. There's three references to the Lord's name. The divine name occurs three times in this verse. This threefold use of the divine name is a reminder of the nature of our God as triune. The loving kindnesses of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, all that the Lord hath bestowed on us. How many of you mention the Lord? You mention the one God, but you also mention the three persons. You're always talking about the Father. You're always talking about the Son. You're always talking about the Holy Spirit. You're mentioning the one in three and the three in one. You're talking about the love of God our Father and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the blessings of the communion of the third person, the Holy Spirit. These are the things to mention, the one God and the three persons. And the glory of your mentioning is to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. In the Hebrew verse here, the emphasis is particularly upon the loving kindnesses of that God. His great love, his covenant faithfulness, his kindness, his grace. You will notice that the word loving kindnesses occurs twice. It occurs at the start of the verse, I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. And then it occurs at the end of the verse, according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. Now you don't see it in English, but in the Hebrew verse, the first word is loving kindnesses. And the last word is loving kindnesses. It forms a bracket that encloses this text. The main thing about the Lord is his loving kindnesses. That's what he mentions all the time. The mentioner of the Lord, the prophet. It's the first word. It's the last word. And by this loving kindnesses, it's plural. By this loving kindnesses is meant his loving acts. His acts of kindness. Not just the emotion or the feeling that God may have in his heart, but know what he does. His actions and works and deeds are deeds of loving kindnesses. Everything he does to me is loving kindness. And all the multiplicity of them all added up, whatever their number, is just simply his loving kindnesses to me. I'll mention them, the things that he's done. And the multitude of them is stressed. Do you see how the verse ends? The multitude of his loving kindnesses. Not only is the plural loving kindnesses, but the multitude of them. Another word that occurs twice, and that's one; those are things that you should look for when you study a verse, is repetition. And there is a repetition here not only of loving kindnesses, but there is a repetition of the verb bestow. According to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies. So you have in the outer limits here the loving kindnesses of the Lord, and then as you go in, you have these verbs of activity, and the verb of activity that is repeated is bestowed. The things the Lord bestows, I'll mention them. Now this word bestow means bountifully bestowing, dealing bountifully, according to all that the Lord hath dealt bountifully on us. He hath dealt bountifully on them according to his mercies. And sometimes in the Bible it's translated that, deal bountifully. Psalm 119, that's how the psalmist prays. Lord, deal bountifully with me. Bestow upon me that I may live and that I may keep thy word. Psalm 116, the psalmist talks to his soul. He tries to stir up his soul. You know, you shouldn't only talk to God, you should talk to yourself. Return unto your rest, O my soul. Get back to God, O my soul, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. He's bestowed upon me. You get back there. Maybe you've got away from God. Maybe you've grown cold in heart. Well, you need to remember how he's dealt bountifully with you. You need to get back. And you tell your soul to get back. Get back to your rest. You're agitated this week. You're irritated. You're out of fellowship with God. You need to get back to your rest. You need to get back to the Savior, to the one who has dealt bountifully with you. Psalm 13, verse 6. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. He has bestowed upon me. Psalm 103, verse 10. He hasn't dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us, and this is the same word, nor dealt bountifully with us according to our iniquities. That's not how the Lord dealt with us. No, he dealt bountifully according to his grace. The praises of the Lord occurs in the text. Verse 7. This is emphasizing how much he ought to be thanked. All his deeds of kindness, every one of them should be thanked, thankfully received, and therefore there should be the mentioning of the praises of the Lord. What great things he's done for you. He has done so much. His praises should be endless. His giving is unceasing, and so his praises ought to be as well. His goodness is here described in the text as great. Occurs in the center of the very heart. Great goodness toward the house of Israel. The riches of his goodness. And his mercies are also mentioned. So here's plenty to talk about. Here's plenty to mention. No scarcity of theme here. No shortage of material. No running out of matter. Plenty to talk about, plenty to say. And not only is there plenty to talk about and plenty to say, what is more, it's all worth talking about. So much vain conversation, so much empty talk, so much foolish and sinful talk and silly talk. But here's talk that is worthwhile, useful, beneficial, God glorifying. Here's talk that will be rewarded, not judged and punished, as the Lord Jesus Christ says about every idle word. The bride in the Song of Solomon said, we will remember, that's the same word here, we will remember, we will mention, we will record thy love more than wine. The verb's the same. We will not forget. We'll write it down. We're not going to let it go out of our mind. We'll turn to it again and again, more than to the wine bottle. We will remember thy love. That's what we're going to do around the table, because the Lord has mentioned it. He has recorded it in his communion feast. This do in remembrance of me. He mentioned it as he went to the cross. He mentioned it as he was with them that last night. He mentioned it at a time and in a way that they could never forget, that it would be written as a memorial forever upon the church. This do in remembrance of me. He mentioned it powerfully. He mentioned it softly and gently. He mentioned it sincerely and biblically. He mentioned it God glorifyingly. And he mentioned it powerfully. And the church is still keeping it, because his mentioning of it was in such a way as we can never forget. Thy love, we will remember it. What could you mention about the Lord's love and mercy? What aspects of his loving kindness would you focus on and could you talk about? Well, you'd have to talk about the great deeds of his love as revealed in his word. His giving the Bible. That was his loving kindness. He gave us the Bible, you know. I'll mention that. He gave you the word. And then he came into the world for us, his loving kindness. He condescended to be made man and to dwell among us. The incarnation, the sending of his only begotten Son into the world for us. The loving kindnesses of the Lord. Those are the things to mention. And ministers are mentioning them all the time. The cross, the death of our Lord, the life, the sinless life of our mediator, and the providing of himself as a suitable Savior. These are the deeds to talk about. The love manifested at Calvary, and the intercession that he does for us now, at the right hand of God. He has us on his heart still. And he ever lives to make intercession for us. And the sending of his Holy Spirit. And the giving to us of exceeding great and precious promises, which have never failed us. Never have let us down. The opening of our eyes, so that we could see. The turning of us from the darkness into the ways of God. The grace sufficient that he gives to us every day. These are the things that we can mention. The tokens, the manifestations of his love he sends us. The gospel ordinances, the Christian ministry for our edification, the sacraments for our building up in faith. All of these are the loving kindnesses of our God to us. And we will mention them. But not only the deeds and the acts of his loving kindness, but we often talk about the origin of it. Because it is an eternal love. And we delight to trace it back to its source, back to its fountain. And do we go back to Eden? No, we go way beyond that. We go back into eternity, back into before time. And we see him saying, before there was even his people made, that he has loved them with an everlasting love. We talk about the eternalness of his love and of his grace. Then we talk about the freeness of it and the fullness of it. and the abundance of it, and the depth of it, and the width of it, and the height of it, deep and wide. And so it is. You'll notice that all these words are plural. The loving kindnesses, the praises, the mercies, and the great goodness of the Lord that He has bestowed upon us. The praises of the Lord, the plurals, but also the repetition of expressions, as if language is inadequate to describe them all. And so a language is. But there's plenty to talk about, because His love is like an ocean. But something else that we do have to mention to set forth the glory of the Lord's goodness and the glory of His mercies and the glories of His praises and His loving kindness is we have to set forth our worthlessness. Because, you know, all this He has bestowed on sinners. And we don't mention that we're good people. And we don't mention that I pray so much and I read my Bible so much and, you know, I go to church so much and I pay so much. And as if we have some beauty. No, we are loathsome sinners. We are ignorant. We have so much darkness, so much ignorance still, so much forgetfulness, so much unholiness. We are sinners. And so whenever we see the worthlessness of the objects of the Lord's loving kindness, it's all the more worthwhile mentioning that. How great it is! The Son of God loved me. He gave Himself for me. Christ died for us when we were without strength, when we were poor and needy and nothing, when we were in the dunghill. Yea, when we were enemies. Christ died for the ungodly. And it's worth mentioning that. Never forgetting that. Never letting that go out of your mind. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. That's how Paul talked. He knew how to mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord in the same breath, mentioning that He's the chief of sinners. And then the constancy of this love, the unchangeableness of it. His love is not only deep and wide and intense and full, it's forever flowing. It's a continual unbroken stream that will go out into all eternity. An endless constant stream. Our affections are fickle. They change. Our love cools. One day we're top of the world, the next day we're in the depths. One day we're feeling so godly and walking so holy, and the next day we just feel so wretched and vile. We're changing, and we're changelings, but we're not consumed, because His love is an unchanging love, immutable like Himself, constant, the same. And then lastly, why should we be the mentioners of all of this? What we do mention, the theme of our mentioning. Why should we do this? Why should we talk of His love and His goodness? Well, there are several reasons I would leave with you very quickly. One is, it's just a way of reciprocating His goodness, isn't it? You know, if someone's kind to you and someone's good to you, you talk about them. You're not afraid to stand up for them. Well, I say, I've never found that about him. I've always found him decent and good and honest and very kind to me. You reciprocate it. And what should we
do about the Lord? People are saying bad things about him. They're saying he doesn't exist. Saying his word's not true. What do? We mention that's wrong. We know his goodness. We reciprocate his goodness. We tell him. We defend him. And so it's just a way of reciprocating it all. The very least we can do is to mention it. And then it's a means of bringing others into the joy of it, into the experience of it. So that people say, I want what you've got. I want to experience what you experience. I want to know this God that you know and talk so much about. And so we should be the Lord's mentioners to draw people in. To see people converted. You know, if we are the Lord's mentioners in such a way, revival would start. The fire would spread. That's how revival comes. When the Lord's people become his mentioners with fire in their hearts. We don't have that anymore as God's people. We're not like John the Baptist, a burning and a flaming light. And it's a means of sanctifying saints. You know what it's like when you're in the presence of someone who's so full of the Lord? It's reviving. It's quickening. And it's a means of keeping ourselves in the love of God. Doesn't the Bible say that? Keep yourselves in the love of God. Don't let yourself get outside that orbit, but always feel yourself in it. And how do you make yourself to feel in it all the time? It's by talking about it. By living in that arena. By talking about it. It brings all of these benefits. So the Lord's mentioners are blessed. So let grace be given to us to mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and his praises according to all that he hath bountifully bestowed on us. And to such a God be all praise and all glory for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.